Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, dear fellow redeemed. The text for our meditation and application to our daily walk of faith are the familiar words of Jesus from John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. You've probably heard something like this said before. I know I have. Something along these lines. It doesn't matter what religion you are, we all worship the same God anyway. Or, all roads lead to heaven. That might sound good. That might sound like a nice thought. But is it true? That's the question we should ask if we are thinking about what we believe. What are we going to rest our faith on? Is it true? And so, never mind what I think, never mind what you think or what the world around us says, if we want to find out if our personal religious views and our philosophies of life are true, we turn to the one who says, "I am the truth." In our text, specifically in verse 6, Jesus tells us very clearly that he is the only way to God the Father, and that he's the only way to heaven itself. He says in verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." In John's Gospel, Jesus says a number of "I am" statements. And this "I am" statement of Jesus is his greatest. These statements were significant because no doubt Jesus wanted us to call to mind and wanted his hearers to call to mind the personal name of God himself. The name that God chose for himself, Yahweh or Jehovah, is a name that means "I am." And so it's no coincidence that Jesus uses that term for himself a number of times in John. He's essentially claiming that he too is Jehovah, Yahweh, the great I am. Now, doesn't Jesus know there are billions of people who don't believe that he is the I am, that he is the one and only way to heaven? Well, in saying these words, of course, Jesus is not trying to pick a fight with all the world's religions. His intention was not to stir up controversy, but his words were meant to be a comfort to his disciples. A comfort to us and all who believe in him. The problem is that many people can't see past the controversy of Jesus' claim to be God and to be the only way to heaven. And unfortunately, they miss completely the comfort of these words that Jesus gives to our hearts and our lives. Listen again to these words of comfort. He says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." These words are part of what Martin Luther called the most comforting and best sermon given by Christ our Lord on earth. I would agree with him. I believe these are the most comforting words spoken in Scripture. Many people would agree with that statement as well. These are the most comforting words that Jesus ever spoke. They are words of everlasting hope. They are the very words of life. And yet, if we take Jesus out of the picture, or if we make him simply one of many roads that lead to our Father in heaven, or one of many roads that leads to our heavenly home, if we do what so many other religions do and then just make Jesus a great prophet, a good teacher, or a great teacher, say that he is a great man, but not the Redeemer, not the Son of God, then these words of Jesus here, as well as our faith, actually mean nothing. Ever since the fall into sin, mankind, human beings, have been searching for a way to get to God. And by nature, we human beings like to think that the ideas that we come up with in our own hearts are the right way. That we can find a way. I thought it, therefore it must be true. Some of the ways we have come up with as human beings to reach God are some of the most common ones being, if I work hard enough, I will see God. If I do enough good things to please God, one day I will see God. Or the one that I mentioned earlier, just believe that all ways lead to heaven, all ways eventually lead to God. But again, what does the Bible say? We can look back to the Old Testament and see what the prophet Isaiah tells us about ourselves and our own human nature. He says, we are like sheep gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And so left to ourselves, our life is like a maze that has no solution. Our ways do not lead to God or to heaven. Again, from the Old Testament, the prophet Jeremiah reminds us of this truth. He says, O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. Jesus tells us where the ways of man will lead us. In Matthew, he says, For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. And that is why Jesus encourages us and why he's so insistent on also reminding us to enter by the narrow gate, he says, which leads to life. Jesus is that gate. He is the way, the only way to know God and the only way to heaven. As Jesus plainly tells us in our text, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the way. He is the way because by his sacrifice on the cross, he bridged that unbridgeable gap between God and us, that chasm that was made because of our sins. And because of that forgiveness that Jesus won for us and earned for us, he paved that way to heaven for mankind. Jesus is the truth. In a world where it is getting increasingly harder and harder to determine what exactly is true and what is not true, who is telling the truth and who is not telling the truth, Jesus reminds us that he is the truth. Not just because as the sinless Son of God, he speaks the truth, but as he says, he is truth. He is the embodiment of truth itself. As John would write earlier in this gospel, in chapter 1, he is the Word made flesh, full of grace and truth. Jesus is the truth of God's Word in human flesh. Jesus is the life. He is the life because he is the originator of all life. Again, as John tells us in the first chapter of his gospel, all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. Through Jesus, true life is given. As he said in chapter 10 of John, I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Jesus' life, his death on Calvary's cross, and his resurrection gives us that life which he speaks of, eternal life. His resurrection promises us unending life, even after death. Again, we read Jesus' familiar words from earlier in the Gospel of John. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Jesus has entrusted each one of us with this knowledge and this faith to believe that Jesus is who he said he is. That he is, I am. He is the one true God. He is Jehovah. He is Yahweh. He has given us his truth in his word, that we might have life everlasting, and that we may know the way to that mansion in heaven prepared just for you and for me. But he also wants us to share that way, share that truth and that life with others, that others may share heaven with us. And so if you find yourself in a conversation with someone and you hear them say something like, all roads lead to heaven, or all gods are the same, share with them, yeah, some of your own words maybe, but share with them especially Jesus' own words. Let him speak for himself. Let him say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Who can you share Jesus with this week? May the fact that you and I, by his grace, know Jesus as the great I am, Jesus Christ, may he strengthen, encourage, and comfort us. And may the I am statement that Jesus makes of a little bit different sort in our text comfort us in this life, even as we look forward to seeing him in the next. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Yes, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Amen. Please rise. And that peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.